Hello and welcome to the sixth An Idiot at Home podcast. It's going to be a little bit different, change the format a little bit. We're going to have more music on us, and hopefully it'll probably be a little bit more serious.
Nah.
I'm joined by Carl, as always.
Hello.
And we've got a new guest, because James was getting sick of getting beat in the quiz. We've got Keith with us.
Hello.
Fuck.
Like I say, it's going to be in between this section, the next one, and then right at the end there'll be a few songs by the same artist. And this week it's going to be Noah Gunderson, who I found on YouTube the other week. Mint.
Still haven't given him a listen yet?
Oh man.
Still haven't.
Wasting your time then. And then the first part is going to be mostly music. Probably be the more serious bit. Then the last bit is just going to be the usual shite. Right, may as well get started. Right, this is the second part. So we'll talk mostly about music. Hopefully get a good bit of crack. The first point I've got wrote down is songwriting. So in particular, how, why, where? Do you find it difficult or...?
I do. No, I like songwriting. Brilliant thing to do. I will chill at home, nice, you know, but it takes fucking ages to write a song. Yeah. Absolutely ages. But just generally chilling out in my room, bit of acoustic guitar. What you need, like, a little bit of a muse, you know what I mean? Like an inspiration, and then you're away. But inspiration, I don't know. It's always soppy stuff. It's always like...
It's easier to write about, like, in the limited time I've started to write about songs, it's like, it's easier to write a sort of a more downbeat and sadder song than it is to write about happy.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you've got more of a range of emotions to work with.
I think people who can write happy songs really easily, I think...
They like them.
I think they're miserable. They've got to be. Because I reckon...
So works either way.
Yeah, yeah, because I'm generally quite a happy person. But I like to write miserable as fuck songs. So it's got to work the way around, surely.
I suppose so, but...
Well, I know when I used to be in a band and I used to write songs, I used to just like piss take songs all the time.
Oh,
it used to be quite good. There used to be some soppy stuff in there as well.
Some soppy like... piss take stuff.
Yeah.
But like, in particular, did you sort of find the any particular part of it easier or more difficult, like the guitar part or the melody line and stuff like that?
The lyrics, hardest. I find the guitar line comes first for me, like chords wise. So
generally, you're just sort of playing around with a few chords and you find something.
Normally, the melody comes along at the same time, but like I'll be singing the melody, just doobie doobie doobies
like
and stuff.
And
not, and not having any words. And then I'll have that for ages and pretty much a full song with no words.
See, I've known people who've wrote a sort of lyric first, which I find strange.
That's where I was.
Really?
Do you feel like you're writing a poem?
Sort of, yeah. It comes that way and then you like sort of...
I suppose once you...
Think how it's going to sound. And then you write guitars and stuff around that.
I suppose if you get the entire basis of the lyric wrote, then it would be easier to fit the guitar. I think if you can do it that way, I think it'll be a lot easier than...
Probably would. But I don't know, I just... Considering me being a guitarist,
I think if you write it with the guitar first, you find the melody easier.
Yeah,
because obviously you can just hum along, but when you've just wrote the lyrics, it's sort of you're just looking at them. So unless you've got a specific idea of how it's going to go, you can't really find that melody straight away.
Yeah.
But like say I've just started recently, very badly.
It was a nice little tune.
It was just. I might just leave it.
And you start with the guitar.
And just leave it last.
I just leave it.
I'm not bothered. I
reckon you should do that. Put it on a loop for 5 days. Half an hour, 5 days.
One of those YouTube videos, 5 hours.
Yeah. someone's listening and they sort of get that into it. They've got an hour and a half into it. So I'm going to watch the rest of the 3.5 hours.
What was the one that I saw on YouTube where it was a long one? It must have been an hour. It was the spinning seal for an hour of just this seal just spinning around.
Did you watch the entire hour?
No, I didn't. I wanted to say yes.
Or did you skip to the end, see if anything else happened? you just got up and walked away or something.
With this little seal.
I started spinning the other way.
Yeah. Then you're get another hour of this on. Oh, sort of went off songwriting quite quickly there.
Yeah. I'm sure I mentioned seal legs. Seals don't have legs.
No.
And if from seal.
But if they do, they're little tiny ones. Oh.
Little tiny seal legs.
So have you ever seen the leg cup with legs? I imagine it'd be like that. that if it wanted to, it just could go like that.
You what?
Nothing.
Alright, I'm so confused.
I think that proves that we've covered as much as we can, so right, quite honest.
I'm going to write a song about a spinning seal.
Do it.
Start with the lyrics.
Aye.
I think when James was around the other day, he was saying, oh, I'm writing all these songs, so I said to him, I was giving him suggestions, because he said he was just writing about weird things that he thought of, so I said, what about a fat bloke who can't eat cake anymore? And I said, the title could be, I Can't Eat No More Mr. Kipling. Like, I can't get no satisfaction from all those songs. I thought it was quite... He said he would, but I don't think he will.
I don't think he will.
I shouldn't give that idea away.
Nah.
That could have been the name of my song.
And if he doesn't now, if anyone listens to this...
Then fuck off. I've already done verbal copyright on everything, man.
I reckon that if people are listening to this, what they should do is attempt to write a song about it, record it and send it in.
Bollocks, man. I've been asking for fucking weeks for people. And I've only got my mates to send suggestions in, never mind any knobheads who apparently listen to this. Wanners. Go on to the second point. I've got wrote down what you look for in new music.
Something good.
I thought that would be the answer.
But because I listen to like loads of different types of music, it sort of depends what mood I'm in. Sometimes it'd be like that, like, you know, the guitar solo or something like that. Yeah. Really nice. That's like sort of like Pink Floyd-y stuff, you know what I mean? When you're all like Mir or Bonamassa, I'll always listen for the guitar solos and stuff. But then you get stuff like today, I was listening to Gabrielle Appel and Salvation came on. I was like, what a fucking song that is. And then just like that there is just more because it's just nice and mellow. Yeah. It's like, no, like, you're not picking anything out particularly, it's just like nice.
See, what I was thinking of when I wrote it and then thought, what would I say? It's like, I thought I'd like, if I'm just looking about on YouTube, I always sort of prefer listening to a song that really like makes me want to listen to more from that artist. Yeah. I've been in times before where I've just listened to that song and I thought I really like that song and just overplayed it, and then that's put me off looking for more of the same artist. So it's like, especially with the mood I'm in now, being looking at like more acoustically folk stuff, and it tends to like, sort of be all similar.
Aye.
But I think sometimes you find one artist who, like, the songs might sound similar but different, if you know what I mean. Like, but that was the thing I was looking for, rather than it's good. Like, if it like inspires you to look for more or more from the same artist or similar artists.
The thing that I like to do is, like, if I like a particular artist or an album, I find out what record label it's on, find the other stuff on that record label.
Yeah.
Because generally it's like going to be the same.
I haven't thought that, but it's a good idea. I'm stealing.
That's a good idea.
The good one I found recently is it's called Communion. It's one of the fellas from Mumford & Sons. I think it might be the bassist, I'm not quite sure, but it's his record label, and it's got people like Matt Corby, Matthew and the Atlas, Ben Howard has signed on there. Oh. So it's like, it seems quite a good label.
Mm-hmm.
And I might be wrong in saying it, but I think Brother and Bones might be on there as well.
Ah, oh, nice.
I think that'd be a good label to look at.
What else? There's Roadrunner Records or something.
It's like
Black Swan Cherry on the Bridge. That's a good one.
I don't like them anymore though. No, let me win that competition.
Oh, right.
They can fuck off now. I'm not buying anything from them again.
Oh, no.
I might just illegally download all the albums now. Fuck it.
Because I find quite a lot of music on YouTube as well.
Yeah.
I listen to some, and it's got like related videos.
Yeah, that's...
Like, that's quite good, and then...
That's how I've found a lot of the artists I'm listening to like recently. Like, people like Mac Obie, Boy and Bear. That's all been from suggested videos on YouTube. Because I don't think, or very rarely, you stumble across a new song. Like, you just, I don't know, like I say, you hear it on the radio because there's nothing I like playing on the radio, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
So it hasn't happened to me in a long time where I've just heard a song randomly. It's always been when I've sort of been looking for them.
Hi. You know what's good as well? When you listen to a song, you think, that's all right, but just all right. And then you hear it a few more times and it grows on you.
Yeah.
I think them are the songs that stick with you for longer.
Because
like you say, when you listen to one song, you like it and you overplay it and you never listen to it again.
Yeah.
But if you, because, you know, it's you don't listen to it as much, but then you get used to the song, and it's just, it becomes one of them ones that you can listen to all the time.
What frustrates me about it as well is, if you find an artist you really like, and they've got very little recorded, they've got like 3 or 4 songs, or maybe it's an EP, and it's all they've got, and you're sort of like, oh.
You want to hear more.
Yeah. Oh, crazy music types. Anyway, the next point is, your perfect EP. Now, what we'll do is the maximum of 5 songs that is sort of, you never get tired of listening to, that would make your perfect EP. So who wants to go first?
You can go first, because I don't have a clue.
It's hard to choose from, but I think it's just depending on what mood you're in, really, but may as well give it a go.
But that's what you think about it, from being in every mood, to pick a song for a mood, and that.
What is it? If I did want it, it'd have to be to like cover all moods, so you can have like say a happy song with a happy, sad song with a sad. In any particular order?
No, it doesn't have to be, just any come to mind first.
Well, I think track one would be Go Your Own Way, Fleetwood Mac.
That's a good song.
Good choice.
Living Years, Michael Mechanics.
It's another one I wasn't expecting, mind. I think they've got a new album coming out. Right, on a side note. The guy was on Top Gear. And just, you know, when they have a new car and they get all the people down and have a go.
Paul Curry.
No, the other one. Mike, was it Rutherford?
The guy from the Genesis. Genesis.
Yeah. Yeah, he was on, he was driving the car and he says, oh, we've got a new album coming out soon.
Wait, what that is, right, is they've probably had some problems with the cars. And they were like, hey, let's get Mike and get his mechanics to fix them.
He's looking back in.
Oh.
Dear, oh God. Right, so that's two you've got
two
there.
Tracks. Can't want to pick two tracks. I think there's some
more. Oh, good. Salvation by Gabrielle Aplin. Just because, like I said, heard it, dear. Class song. I'm not sick of it yet. Slow Jim by Joe Bonamassa for me sad song.
Did you say Slow Jim or Slow Gin? Slow Jim. That's gym. A completely different song now.
What? You see Jim walking past the window in slow motion. No, he's Slow Jim.
He's just a bit mental, isn't he?
Sloth Jim.
Sloth Jim. Oh. I wanna be singing that now. Whenever I hear that song,
Slow Jim,
Slow Jim.
Makes sense though, trying to wash away the pain inside.
Because he's walking with.
He can't
slow.
Go any faster. Oh.
I like that.
Romeo and Juliet, Dire Straits.
Oh.
It's going to be a classic, isn't it?
Song of Silence. Oh. No, that's not one of my.
That's not one of Simon Garfunkel's either, is it? A little outside reference there.
Maybe he's Hands Down, Dashboard Confessional.
Don't think I've heard that. I might listen to it there. I'm listening back to this, like editing again, and saying, oh, listen to that song.
And final one.
See, it doesn't have to be five, it was just a maximum of five, so it wasn't like dead air.
I don't know, I wonder. I'll let you pick some more. You know.
What have I chose already?
Gabriel Aplin and Slow Jim.
And Slow Jim.
I wonder if that's his B-side or something like that. Like, only released in Japan or something like that.
I have to have some sort of classic. You know what, right? It'll have to be a DC song, right?
Oh.
It'll have to be a DC song. I think either... No, I can't say it either, can I? Because that's just...
No, just pick one, man.
Rock and Roll in Noise Pollution by AC/DC.
I wasn't expecting that one, but...
That's a good song. I'll need something really mellow. So, probably it's a song that I can't pronounce by some...
Ludovico.
Ludovico, aye.
Well, my favourite is...
The one begins with a P.
Passaggio. Or Passaggio, or whatever, if you want to pronounce a soft G.
Bloody hell.
I think my favourite... I was going to have one of his on mine.
Were you?
Yeah.
Oh.
Great Minds and all that.
Aye.
So should I have a go?
I think for one of my last ones, it would have to be Beatles song, but I'm not sure which one.
Is that still, like, what you're choosing? What I would have for mine is I would have... The first thing, it wouldn't be in any particular order, but I would have a Chili Peppers song, which would most likely be a song called Knock Me Down, which is from Mother's Milk. I would have... I'm trying to decide which Mac Corby song, but I think I would have Souls of Fire. I would have... It's called Nuvolo Bianche, I think, with a Vigo song. Alive by Pearl Jam. And... One Day Remains by Alter Bridge.
Mm.
That's my five.
I'm going to cheat and say the Abbey Road medley.
The Beatles' greatest hits for the last song. You've got one more, I think, if you...
There's so many songs. There's like, I mean...
Cause it
how
on
many
what
songs
version,
have
I actually
ever
picked
been...
like, some, like, out of my top 10 favourite artists, I just like, went for the ones I normally consider towards the top.
At the moment, it's like I'm listening to sort of like the same stuff all the time now, like just because like I don't get it. Well, I'm just being lazy with me music exploration.
Yeah, you got that right.
Aye. And I'm not really looking for new stuff, so I'm sort of like stuck in this one, and I don't know. So.
So you're gonna have a 4-song EP?
No.
We could be here for 4 weeks here. Surprised you haven't had like a John Mayer or a Clapton song on.
I know. Oh, Clapton song. Clapton. See, I've liked Clapton for so long
or
now.
Pink Floyd.
Oh, Pink Floyd song.
Just pick what a Floyd song.
No, I'm not gonna pick a Floyd song.
Fucking hell.
It'll be a long EP.
See, it'll be on for 4 weeks.
Probably Blue Eyes Blue by Eric Clapton.
Right. So you got your 5 there. Coincidentally, I was listening to the Major Vee show. Have I told you about what carpet and things about Where You Look Tonight?
Wonderful Tonight. Aye.
He thinks about he goes, oh, like he does this feature called Song with a Story, where like he's had like Babushka by Kate Bush and stuff like that on, and it was Wonderful Tonight, and he says the song of the story is that the fella who's like, the song's about is he's in a wheelchair,
right?
And there's like no evidence for it at all. Like his only evidence is he's there, the woman who's like in the song just keeps asking him if he's alright. that's his only evidence for the thing that's that. It's mental.
Oh, I'm going to listen to that song and just keep that in mind.
It now. You'll never be able to picture it anymore.
No, I'm going to keep that in mind.
It's like when I told you that Something Like Olivia by John Mayer sounds like Something Like Chlamydia.
Aye. And yeah, I haven't listened
that's
to that
That's all
song
I can hear from it now. We used to do that song as well, didn't we?
Aye.
I couldn't do it.
No.
I just couldn't sing the chorus anymore. Anyway, the last point on this part is if you could have been one artist or musician, alive or dead, for their best period, who and why? I mean, there's the obvious ones to go for, like the Beatles or the Stones or...
So are we, like, just one guy or...
Britney, someone like that. Anyone? Is that, no,
you... that before or after she shaved her hair?
That's before. That's good Britney.
That's a good Britney.
Yeah.
That sound like your partner on the head. Good Britney.
She's a good lass. She works down Greg's or something.
She won't need a hairnet.
But then you could.
She got a hair back now, hasn't she?
I think so.
Yeah. That's a fucking good wig, like. That what I meant is like one musician. So you'd obviously if they like John Mayer, like solo artist, or one artist where you could be in the band. Because obviously you couldn't be all of the Beatles.
No, but if you were part of the Beatles when they were,
yeah,
that'd be pretty cool.
Probably have to be out of all the Beatles, that have to be McCartney. So I don't really know, he's a bit of a player.
And that's the only
didn't care about having like whatever 14 number one hits or selling the most records of all time. It was the women. I just want the women.
That'd be someone really rock and roll, wouldn't it? Like the proper rock and roll lifestyle. Lemmy, he had, apart from that thing on his face.
I don't even think he's alive anymore. I think he's just a puppet that gets operated by fucking strings or something. And someone just goes into a microphone, and then just like moves his mouth with the hand and that.
Crazy. He didn't. Have you like heard about Charles or something? He's absolutely mental.
It's not. I'll probably someone random like Bret Michaels.
Didn't he have a TV show?
Yeah.
Like, it was like a contest to marry him or something like that.
What?
Where all these like absolute mongs went on and like competed to be his wife.
Because watching like a behind the music thing of Poison, it's just like epic, that kind of thing. And then obviously Pamela Anderson as well.
Again, it's just the women. That's all he cares about. Not content with taking photos and that of me once in a while.
What about like John Mayer then? He's a bit of a player.
I don't know, I was thinking like people from the 80s or before then.
Because the 80s were mental. You can't get away with any of that shit now. I think I would probably... I was thinking about trying to be someone random. And then I thought I'd be someone boring.
Or even someone like...
Phil Collins. Just be boring as fuck. But then I thought I don't want to be...
At a point where his head is...
I don't want to be Phil Collins anymore because I want a neck.
Or someone like Freddie Mercury. Like,
wait, you want to be gay?
No, like Live Aid when they
I thought
like,
you were
about
the lasses and that, and then you go and throw that one at us.
He just wants everyone. He doesn't care.
It's like when they're playing Live Aid and just like standing in front of all them.
Yeah.
Doing Radio Gaga. That was just.
Is that the song, like?
Epic.
Would that be the song?
Yeah.
I think I'll probably be.
Saying everyone just.
Why don't you just ask someone to do it for you?
Just one time to get a gathering of people. Everyone, just clap and then put your hands out.
I think I'll probably be Anthony Kiedis. I bottled it and I just went for the typical one for me.
I'm just trying to think. I don't even have. I'll probably say Lemmy, right? But I'm just going to.
What about Rick James? Off the Dave Chappelle show. Charlie Murphy. I would just do that so I could do the five finger joke. Slap, slap. and when he fucking kicks me in that mirror. Oh, it's mint. That's only funny to someone who's actually seen a Dave Chappelle show, I think.
I probably should. Mm-hmm. But
yeah, it's a good suggestion, I thought.
Chappelle show.
Yeah.
I don't know. I want to think of someone else. I want to think of someone like class. I just cannot.
I would say James and just go fucking mental.
Oh, you know who?
Davey.
You know who?
Davey?
No.
I didn't know that, mate.
Think back to the last podcast.
Oh, Paul.
Paul Rogers.
Paul Rogers?
I know, but you'd get constant ball ache from them tight jeans he wears all the time and them leather pants and that.
I know, how cool would it be Paul Rogers?
But if Radio Gaga as well.
Exactly.
It's just all about the Queen.
Living the dream.
See, he knew that we were going to have this conversation. Thought, I know what Keith's going to say. Right, Queen, come here. Let us sing this song with you. And they did, because it's Paul Rogers.
So we've got Paul McCartney / Freddie Mercury / Brett Michaels. That's like one. You just can't even get your mind around how strange that would be.
Brett McCartney.
Because
nice,
you,
like
I know, but you Mercury and McCartney. So you're not going
Brett McMurray.
Right, and we've got Paul Rogers and Anthony Kiedis. Imagine that on a night out. Fucking hell. Paul Rogers there, he's packing hanging out on that.
Give him a large and bad.
Paul Rogers in vibe. Oh yes,
he'd probably get a shit kicked out of him.
He probably would.
Walked in with them
stuck to the floor.
Walked in with them leather pants like, who's this bender coming in here? Oh Jesus Christ,
they have just started singing to them.
I feel like making love.
No.
If you shout that in vibe, you'd get stabbed. Because it's
see, I don't know, it might work in your favour.
I don't know, like I'm not convinced. We've given too much publicity to Vibe. It's a disgusting place. No one should ever go there.
No, you should.
We'll go to the lodge instead.
No, fucking hell. Get stabbed when you can actually see who's stabbing you rather than in the dark.
You could get stabbed outside as well as inside.
Yeah. Oh, right.
Stay away from Pete Lee.
Yeah. I think we can cut that there because we're going into completely random places.
A fly is on your drink.
I'll sort it in a minute. Right. That's the end of the second part. There will be a song just after this. It's another good song by Noel Gunderson. Lovely. The third part is just going to be the random stuff that I've found and getting suggestions for. Rather, like, sort of six podcasts in, we've made it. Finally getting one suggestion from someone I don't know. And I'll read that bad boy out after this.
My mother lay visit me. He said, son, I am your enemy. Fear me. But it came to my surprise. I was drawn by the fire. I set off west in the springtime before the flowers had bloomed. Frost and ice followed me. I met a lot of fine women with the small of their backs, shining like the crescent moon. When the finest came to visit me, she said, son, I am your enemy. Fear. There's no surprise, I was drawn by the fire. Shines red like blood in the eyes of his children were so bitterly burned that I could not stand to look at them. But when he finally came to visit me, he was dressed in the rags of poverty. Came as no surprise. It came as no surprise.
This is the third part. It's usually the just the general rubbish stuff that I've managed to find new story-wise. Right, get straight into it. I found, obviously, when on Google.
Good place to start.
And I just searched like funny news stories. Right. Obviously, they were fantastic last time. and I found a few good ones. The first lot were like time-wasting 999 calls, and they're actually all real. The first one that was on the list was a mum phoned the police because her 3-year-old daughter had pooed in the playhouse. But when I read it, I sort of thought, was it her playhouse? So, like, why would she get that aggrieved about someone pooing in the playhouse unless it was hers? Because I know that would annoy me.
That would annoy me. Don't poo in the playhouse!
And the daughter's just going, and it's just falling out a little bit. She's going, you better nip that in, like, you better...
get dad back up there.
But like, why would you, I mean, how comfort, like, sort of comforted must your life be if you phone the police because dad,
I remember seeing one before. Someone phoned up asking for directions to somewhere. Said, we're emergency services. This is not directional.
Oh,
what's your emergency? I can't find the takeaway.
That's you. I'm hungry. Was it you phoned them?
It was. I need a kebab. Where's the kebab?
Oh, man. That's actually a little bit strange, that, like.
Well, the next one is someone phoned the police because of tuneless carol singers. I would do that, though.
That's great.
You're trying to, like, sat on, like, watching a bit of telly, having your tea and that, and some bastards are at the door, giving it a holy night and all that shit. And, like, imagine if it was just one of them out of tune, that would annoy me enough, but if all of them were out of tune.
If one of them you could forgive, you know, they have this group of people who like to sing. One of them can't particularly sing, but they feel sorry for them, so they have to bring them along anyways. So you can sit there and you can forgive that. But then when they're all out, I reckon they had to phone. Why would you not? It's your only option to phone the police.
When it actually happened. Only if someone else felt the same when they phoned.
Did they ask for Sting to help them?
Imagine if like you, the policeman who took that phone call, and you felt the same, like, right, I'm coming to get them bastards.
Coming out of your trungeon.
Laying in them and that. Oh.
I reckon I'd probably phone a fire brigade instead.
To hose them down.
To hose them down, aye. And then if it's cold outside as well, they might freeze. And then they might
get a cold.
They might get a cold.
But that would make them even worse. They'll come back the next day trying to sing names. It's not, you know, like, oh, fuck, now they're back.
Or if it's that cold, hose them down, they free, and you get, like, little quiet icicle people.
No. Right, the next one is another one about a mum. A mum phoned the police because people were making fun of a daughter for falling over.
If a daughter kept falling over.
But what I thought was, how spectacular is the fall, like the actual act of falling over, that she got made fun of that much that someone had to phone the police because.
But it can't be that spectacular if she's being made fun of.
So
it would have to be like really bad, like tripping down a curb.
No, yeah. I thought like she would like
she must have been renowned for falling over. She might have been someone who fell over.
I know,
but
you wouldn't
falls over trying to get back up.
Then you would just get sick of making fun of her. What I thought is, it's one of those like classic you being framed thing where. She's like walking, you can tell she's going to go, then she gets back, and then she slips, and then a pie hits her in the face, and she falls into a swimming pool or something like that. That's like sort of so choreographed.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what it had to have been.
Like a whole line of falling over,
yeah.
All linked in together.
What name? What do you call someone who keeps falling over? Like
clumsy?
Yeah, but I shouldn't ask that question. But like, to make it like that obvious, you know, like...
Gimp.
Like,
oh, he's Paul the Gimp.
Slow Jim.
He wouldn't fall over, though. He's going that slow. He'd like, you'll trip the curb, but you're sort of like,
no.
Would you now that would make sense, because you'd sort of phone the police as he's falling over, and they would get there just in time to save him and put him back up. Right.
Slow Jim doesn't have to worry about him now.
He's got all sorts, then.
That's probably why he's Slow Jim. Just in case I fall over here. Someone might be able to help us before I hit the deck.
There's always one character, isn't it, that sticks out the entire book. There was like the fella who had his arm snapped off. There was we were talking about Ron Williams, where people sitting on his head and that. What else was there? There was
the guy with the stick.
Aye, guy with the stick in room 102. It's much worse than room 101. It's just like, it's just comedy characters coming at you.
And now we've got Slow Jim.
Same, left, right, and centre. I bet someone nicked all these fuckers and like, wasting the time doing something with them.
We can never have them in the same room, because what if the guy with the stick starts prodding Slow Jim? Slow Jim's not going to be able to know about that.
He's fucked, isn't he?
Oh man, I feel sorry for Slow Jim.
He's got no going for him, is he? I wonder if he was sort of born fast but then became slow, or was he born slow because.
And he's speeding up gradually. That's my... When he, like, hits 80...
I mean...
Because he's going so
if
slow...
If he's called Jim, he's got to be at least 50.
Oh, right.
So if he's still slow Jim by the time he's 50, then he's fucked, isn't he? He's not going to
get... Well, when he's 20, he got the world record, like, bald, and then just said, nah, I can't be arsed with that. Try to go slow.
Aye. Slow Jim, eh? He's a good lad.
I like Slow Jim.
Aye. He's a bit of a laugh. Doesn't get any jokes till a bit later on.
And it's crap when you're in the pub because everyone's sloshed by the time he finishes first.
He can't even lift his pint up, can he?
It's that slow.
Alright, well, we'll move on to the next one now. maybe talk about Slow Jim a bit late. Then after the 999 calls, just normal headlines. The headline was, man rescues pet dog from sinking ship, then wife. I was thinking, how much of a dog's his wife then?
I was going to say, he might have just got the mixed round. He might have thought he was saving his wife.
No, I think he definitely loved the dog more. Like.
But then the dog might have started barking and thought, oh shit, that's not my wife. Mm. And then jump back in for the wife.
I thought it would have been the other way around. The wife barking at me, thought, fuck that, no, I'm getting the dog now. If I've got time, I'll save you. If not, then it's alright, I've got the dog.
Does anyone else need saving? Anyone? No, no, no. I'll come get you.
What, fuck the Pringles? Back in there. He's gone back in for all sorts.
The telly.
Snow Jim's fucked, isn't he? And
oh, shit.
He's fucked. He's not a good swimmer, is he?
Nah.
Even slower in water.
I think he might be okay, though, because he'll just float. I think...
Was he made out of polystyrene or something?
Yeah. Yeah, he is.
That's a different angle on him now. That's an entirely different character, that polystyrene man. Making that squeaky noise when you're doing that.
That's why he's so slow.
He doesn't want to squeak.
Because someone phoned up the police to complain about him because he was squeaking.
I hate polystyrene, mate. Why would you put... It's bubble wrap. Can't with bubble wrap if you're packing something. And then you can pop it off there. You can unpack it and then you're like, oh, miserable me. Ooh, he's getting the bubble wrap out. You saw
instead of just having a big mess on the floor, just white.
Yeah. Things. Especially when it's them like little polystyrene, just look, yeah. Not like balls or anything, but just like tube things, and instead of like a solid block. Who thought that? Bell end, wasn't he? The last one, and then we'll move on to something else. Is North Korean leader names ancient frog. ... Ancient frog.
What a name.
I bet that took a committee and a half. That didn't. I bet they spent millions of dollars. Like, there was charts up. There was like PowerPoint slides. There was people brought in from the market and everything. What are we gonna call this fucking frog? Oh, I'm not sure. Means
it's kind of ancient.
Unless it's an old frog. That mine. What's another word for old?
Ancient.
No, ancient, isn't it? What is it? It's a frog. Bingo! I've got the name there.
Ancient
son.
Frog.
There we go. And they'll sell that. But I don't know why they're selling it, but.
So, actually, how old is this frog? Is it, like, old age or, like, an old species?
I don't know. I didn't read any further than that. To be honest, it was, like, 4 a.m. when I wrote this, and I thought, bollocks, I'm going to sleep.
It might have been a bearded frog, and it just looked old.
Mr. Miyagi frog.
Is Mr. Miyagi coming up? He knows what he's doing. He needs to come in and catch his fly. Wait.
No, bollocks. No wind.
Failed.
No.
Right. Finished the headlines. I thought they were alright.
I like them headlines.
The next part is we've done 6 podcasts. Wait, this is the 6th. I've asked on every one for a little bit of interaction. And I've posted after every one for days after. Can someone give us a bit of like help here? Answer this question. Everyone just said bollocks to you. Like, actually send us abusive messages where you fuck off posting this. I didn't care about your podcast shit. Well, we've proven them wrong this time. I actually got one response from someone I didn't know, who we asked what were their favourite toys. Now, we've actually done this between me and Carl before. I can't remember what we said.
I'm sure you said Lego.
I said Lego. I think you said like wrestling.
No, I think we both agreed on a wrestling thing. I'll mention my little Godzilla guy.
That was your Godzilla thing, wasn't it?
He wasn't big. Very little, he was a big Godzilla.
Alright, we've got
Big Lizard.
Hey. I'm going to be packing that in.
Oh, me sure.
Didn't be getting your big lizard out, right? Right, the first one we've got is from @kevoff_5. He says his favourite toy was He-Man figures. Safe bet. I wasn't a big fan of He-Man myself.
I don't know why when he said He-Man, it made me think of Stretch Armstrong. Ah, fucking loved Stretch Armstrong. They should have done a He-Man version of...
There was He-Man and then there was Stretch Armstrong. There's no link between the two.
There isn't. Apart from if they're that far apart, you know...
Couldn't you get like a knock-off Stretch Armstrong? It's like Stretch Bobson or something like that. I wait, like knackered after one go or something.
Stretch Slow Jim.
Leave Slow Jim alone. He's stretching him.
He's not made out of polystyrene anymore. He's made out of that stuff. Actually, that would be good. He's made out of that stuff that Stretched Armstrong was.
Well, can you
his
remember,
arms like wave
also,
around.
Also, for some reason, I just thought, can you remember them head things that were made out of flour?
I've got one. I've called it Paul. One.
Have you?
Hi.
All right.
And mine's Roger.
Fucking hell. I was just remember because I left my... I like obviously this isn't going to be any like help to anyone who's listening to this, but we're sort of recording in the living room, and there's this, another couch over there.
And he left it over there.
Yeah, it's like, and behind the couch I had like a box that was just full of like little sponge footballs and stuff for downstairs. And
I remember when we used to kick them around.
Yeah, and I have like, I've still got them actually. And I had like one of those head things that sort of got stuck on the windowsill but behind the curtain, so no one knew it was there, and it just exploded one day. And then it just went poof, and my dad was like, what the fuck's that? And then I went, and no, actually what my dad is, he just went,
what was that?
It just like sort of popped, and like, I've never been understood why, because the latex roundup wouldn't have gotten that hot in England anyway.
Well, we went to the arcades and we got some tickets and we won one each.
Yeah.
So you got this, Paul. Mine was Roger, so Paul Rogers.
Right.
And I had mine in my car on the windscreen and mine started to get holes in it.
Has it?
Yeah.
Mine's DNR, right?
I am.
So you think it wouldn't be like...
It wasn't...
Not even bothered anymore.
Didn't get that much.
I didn't even get any.
Well, I was just worried in case my brother broke mine. He was hoiding around. He was smacking it off the ceiling, off the wall. It stuck to the wall. And then peeled it off, put it on the floor, he started smacking it with a shoe. I thought, it's hooked, it's at it, but it's still going strong. Yeah. I pulled its hair off.
Like. Maybe it's just like, if it's behind some like form of window, that it has a weakness. That's its only weakness. You can squeeze it, you can set it on fire, you can
just don't put it behind the window.
You can push it, you can do all sorts to it, you can give it slow Jim, he's now what he's doing, fuck yeah. hey, slow Jim on this, what? And that's it. But I must just be on window.
Just go, think fast, chuck it at him.
He knocks him out because it's like 5 kilos worth of flour.
And then he starts to fall over and you have to phone the police.
Nah, you've got to get the police involved again.
Oh, sting.
Anyway, that was only one. Look at that, man. One reply. The next one was from Kirsty, my girlfriend. She said Tamagotchi, which I didn't get on with a Tamagotchi. I must have had five.
I quite liked my Tamagotchi.
I had one and I think I got confused and never picked it up again.
I think I was that young with it that I just pressed buttons and then left it for about a week and then went back and it died. And on it.
Yeah.
There goes another one then.
I remember when they first came out, I wanted to go to Toys R Us and they were just sold out. But then I managed to get one. Like?
Hmm? When was that?
God knows. I don't know when they were released.
I was going to say, because you're like, what was it, like 6 to 7 years old? I was going to say this, so...
I remember taking it to school and like cleaning up its poo and feet and stuff like that. Just make sure it didn't die.
You've got responsibility at school. It's like, I'm stressed out, mate. What's wrong? My Tamagotchi just won't feed. It just won't eat.
My Tamagotchi shit me playhouse.
Take my Tamagotchi shit me
first born of police.
Oh. Right, the next one, again, I know him, he's my cousin. So he's put Power Pods, which were the little football that you used to eat the chocolate around, you got them. Megazord, which I looked was like a Transformer thing, and wrestling figures, which I had a lot of wrestling figures.
I had wrestling figures.
Yeah. And the little wrestling ring.
Ring and everything. Yeah. I had everything. Yeah. I had like the little, like sort of iron entrance bit, and like when you scanned it across, it would play their music and whatever.
Oh, God, there was a lot of stuff, wasn't there? The ones with the magnets on. Oh, you could squeeze them.
But I didn't like playing with them too much, because like, you could only squeeze the legs and they would only do that, whereas the other ones, if they're more flexible, you can like...
Yeah.
You can like pretend
bounce, he's... Bounce them off the ropes and make them jump on them.
I see, you can pretend the other fella snapped his arm off or like broke it and it's all disjointed and everything.
I want to see Slow Jim play with these toys. just the wrestling figures.
I wouldn't just get boring, man.
I think
he'd be jumping off the rope for about a week. I remember I had one where it actually had real hair. It was like... Oh, not real hair, but like... sort of like... I don't know, it was basically string. And I remember I thought, he'd look better with the cut off, so I cut it off, and I thought, bollocks, I should have kept that because it looked cool when he was jumping through the air.
And it's not going to grow back.
As in fuck. And then I had one where I coloured him in.
You coloured him in?
Aye. Like, I had a red pen, and I thought, he should be bleeding, he's been smashed in the face off his chair constantly for an hour. He's got to be bleeding, so I like, coloured his face in red, and it never came off.
Oh,
so that was me, I think it was Goldberg, he was fucked.
So he's Redberg.
Aye. Oh.
Oh.
Right, next one we've got is from @IanYoungCop. Is wrestling figures again? There's a lot of wrestling figures. There's someone @InstigatorDJ. It's like a little Donkey Kong game. He didn't show us. He sent us a picture and said, "Well, that's no good, is it?" Like, I won't have to look at the picture, but it's like a little about the size of a phone now.
Like the handhelds,
the little blue thing. Ah.
I've never seen that before in my life.
Yeah, well, apparently at Instigator DJ Love Donkey Kong.
I know you can get them. It's like the old arcade booths.
Yeah.
It looks like that. And you can get them like via iPad.
Yeah.
So you can get all the controls and stuff. It looks similar to that.
At Keith Fusco. Hey. Says it was either his Ghostbusters stomp pedal. I don't know why I'm reading it. He's there. But at his Ghostbusters stomp pedal thing or Tracy Island and Thunderbirds rockets.
Yeah. Had all like the Thunderbirds like 1, 2, 3, 4.
Were they like iron?
Yeah.
Oh, Daniel had them.
They're like...
What
quite,
I brought
quite
them.
Heavy as well.
I brought all of Daniel's toys, all his favourite. I brought his Ninja Turtles van that used to shoot pizza things out, and then I jammed some foam in or something, and it didn't shoot any more pizza out. The best one was he got this Ghostbusters tower that had some slime on
as well. The Ghostbusters tower, massive.
Yeah,
one.
And it used to slime or whatever.
Yeah.
But what my dad used to like doing was he would open them before he'd wrap them up for Christmas and take stuff like that out. So it's like, would you done your carp down? Bollocks to having that slime. And he got a Batman car as well. That's sort of when you pulled it back. It sort of had that resistance wheel and then shot it forwards, and it would make a noise. It would go like vroom, and obviously car noise. And he unscrewed the bottom of it, took the sound box out, and unscrewed it. And now Daniel was like playing with it. He's like, "It's not making any sound. What's going on?" My dad was like, "Oh, I don't know. I'll have a look at it later." Did any of your dads that, or was that just mine being absolute
just
wanger?
Your dad being really evil.
Yeah, he's a dickhead. The next one we've got at Sanford Zach says Legos, and then asked where does he find the podcast, which I thought was weird considering he didn't follow us either, and he asked where the podcast was, so he must have known what I was going on about, but he still answered anyway. Good on him.
You have to tweet him back and say
why don't you get a life? Why are you listening to my podcast? At Rob_LFC says Pokemon cards, action figures, wrestling figures or Power Rangers figures.
I'll tell you some other ones as well. Pogs and Tazos. Can you remember them?
No.
Pogs, it used to be like a little round circle.
That you're getting crisps.
Well, the Tazos used to be in crisps, and you used to collect all them. But the Pogs were like a similar size.
Mm-hmm.
And you had like a cardboard ones.
Yeah.
I think called the Slammer, which is a big heavy plastic one. And you had them one way.
And you would like press
down
the edge.
And you used to like chuck the Slammer off them. And the ones that used to flip over, you used to win them.
Oh, all right.
So you used to like stack them up and like play
against
and win them.
Talking about them Tazos ones, can you remember the Star Wars ones?
Yeah,
you got like a book with them.
Mm-hmm.
I won a Millennium Falcon doing that.
Did it?
Yeah, like it was obviously we got two of them, one for me, one for my brother, and it was obviously like, you have that one.
Yeah,
and as I obviously looked, but I was about four, and then you said like packet after packet of Quavers and that. And
I was just going like, oh, wow, I was living on the little packet opening up. I forgot that one. Yes.
I was like out with football stickers as well going into school. I've got like a handful because you usually get the same in every
packet. You got some shinies.
I've got the Chelsea badge shiny in that. Chelsea shite anyway, I wouldn't have.
What were them things? Do you remember the thingy, the spinny things?
The little tops, like spinning tops. That was the cart
in
that.
Handle thing, you pulled it in and they were in like
the shattered wrists off them. But it was like,
like, people used to put like the little metal things under to make them
heavy. Lethal.
Like,
you used to have your eyeball out if you popped off.
You used to have a few yo-yos as well.
Oh, shitty yo-yos.
I was still doing walk the dog and doing the
I could do that and
like
then flick it back up, and then I try to be like clever and do it on the string that would like snap, and I thought, well, bollocks.
I remember a few of them, like used to loosen it that much so you used to spin more.
Yeah.
You used to have the lights and stuff and you used to chuck it down and then it used to come off. Bang, smash. Oh, and then you yo-yo now.
Did you ever have them things where it was like just a thingy like that, right? This is obviously great for these.
He's drew an imaginary square.
Rectangle.
So
and it had like the glass bit,
Both then to my podcast.
And all them pins in, and you used to like put your face in it and your face would come out with the pins.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to go on about an Etch-a-Sketch there when you were drawing it out.
No.
Apparently the stuff in that's lethal.
Is it?
Oh, no. I was watching Breaking Bad and he takes the stuff out the back of the Etch-a-Sketch and makes a bomb. Obviously, he didn't be making bombs out of them, like, but...
Other childhood toys was, like, Game Gear and Game Boys as well.
Yeah.
Playing Tetris on, like, Link.
Can you remember, I had this little attachment for my Game Boy where it was, like, a bit of apparatus. It was, like, a scaffold and something around it. I used to have a tiny little light on so you could play in the dark.
With a magnifying glass as well.
So it was basically, like, the worst light you could ever have. And it would like shine on it, but you'd need like scaffolding and like three blokes holding it up so you could actually use it. Ridiculous. But I was never much of a fan of Game Boys because I didn't get into Pokemon or all that.
That We always used to play Pokemon at school and just get into it and like level them up and then try to play each other and stuff like that.
I think I have one Pokemon game, but I found it hard to get into them. Like, I was more into like me little fighty games, like when you walk along the street and then double some guy with a big green mohawk comes at you with
stab
like
him in the face with a pen or something.
There's a big massive troll with a big fat face.
Aye.
Diablo.
And Diablo.
That's not. I think we've gone off tangent on games there anyway, but nice to have a bit of interaction and everything.
Cheers,
though. I was going to say, anyone who I've read out listening to this anyway, so me seeing their Twitter names aren't going to really do much difference. But
you just have to tweet them when the podcast comes out.
I see. And listen to it, you're on it. Listen to the whole hour and 40 minutes or whatever, you're in the last bit. But, you know, we'll see what happens. Right, that's the. Actually, the end of this bit's gone on a little bit longer than I thought again. I try and keep it short every time, but it fails miserably. Obviously, it'll be the. What? Actually, bollocks to it. What I'm going to do is. The bit after this is going to be the quiz. I've changed my mind.
Oh. Yeah.
But there's going to be a song after this, and then the quiz, and then I'll do the end part instead of doing it all separately. But like I say, keep listening, and it'll be the third quiz we've done.
Aye.
So. You've got to listen now. We've reeled them in there. But,
hopefully, we'll be able to thrash Carl's winning streak.
Oh, I'm tired, right?
Oh, bollocks. Excuse. Right. You see the quiz after this, and then I'll do the end part, and we'll probably play another song.
Still this burning in my throat.
Right, this is the quiz, the third Carl V guest quiz. Previous two have gone well for Carl. So, won both of them. And the second one quite comfortably, actually. But obviously, we've got a different guest in this week who might be able to give him a challenge.
I've got a really bad feeling about this.
So, coincidentally, I read these questions out to the guest who was on before, James. And he got like 14 or 15 out of 22.
See, now you've told them that, right? I can lose twice now.
Against James and
yeah.
against me.
Yeah.
But that'll make James happy.
Potentially.
But then you'll still be 2-1 up on him.
True.
Right. Change the format slightly. So instead of having the last question as the guest, the artist, it's going to be 10 songs, play the intro or two. It's going to be 15 seconds. That's all I'm going to keep it to. And you've got to guess. I want the song title from the songs. Right, may as well get started. First question. What colour was Coca-Cola originally?
What, like, the actual liquid?
Yeah. It's like, when it was first made, it was like, obviously it wasn't the same colour as it is now, otherwise I wouldn't ask.
No.
You've got 10 seconds.
Oh, I do think I know.
Just put a colour. Put a colour. Gonna move on to the next one.
Can we have aubergine? Magnolia.
Aye, if you want. Right. The second one. What colours appear on the Belgian flag? I like your confused face again. I only put that one in because last time I did it, you were like, fuck. Got an answer?
Aye.
Flying through these. On the third one, oh shit, two things. On a standard computer keyboard, what vowel does not appear on the top row? And this would be easy if you didn't look at the keyboard.
Oh.
Both got an answer. But like, you kind of change your answer from now, right? Because I'm going to have to move my arm because I can't sit like this. Both are getting it right, is what it looks like. The fourth, I didn't think of that, you know, when I wrote it. The fourth one is a film tagline. I want the film. I'll probably be a bit lenient with it anyway. But the tagline is, just when they thought it was safe to go back in the water. Got an answer?
Aye.
Right. This is the one I've been looking forward to. The fifth one is the typical phobia question. Didn't be spitting in your house and that.
No, it's just this fly. That's my leg.
Right, I missed that anyway. Right, the question is, anatidiphobia is the fear of what? This is a beauty, this one.
Say it again.
Anatidiphobia.
Anatidiphobia.
I think that's how you pronounce it. I'm not 100% on it, but it sounds right. We've done three. This is the third one now. No one's getting one right so far. And if you get it right, then I'll be amazed. But who cares? Got an answer?
Yeah.
Carl?
Yeah.
Still writing. Right.
It was a dodgy pen. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't.
It's the only ones that were working. Should be alright, as long as you can read it. Right, the next one is the lyric question. I'm only looking for the song title.
Right.
The lyric is, Saturday and I'm running wild, all the lights are changing, red to green. Just the song title.
Can I just do the arts? I know the song.
I've wrote down, I'm not changing the rules mid-game again. Too much confusion. Controversy. Those mothers talked about and everything. Got an answer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Next question, number 7. The world record for self kicks to the head in 1 minute is how many? To the nearest 5, I'm giving you.
A minute?
How many times? Essentially, he crouches over, grabs his foot, and boots himself in the head for a minute. How many do you reckon he got?
So, oh god, no.
put a number.
What did you say something about to the nearest five?
Just to the nearest five. If you get within five, okay, either way, then I'll give you it.
Do we not get half a point for whoever's closest out of me and Keith then?
No.
Alright.
Since you put a number.
They look like an extra point.
And I see it's constantly trying to change the rules and everything to suit them. I'll give me your 10 seconds. Got an answer?
Aye.
The question 8 is worth 2 points. Bryan Adams holds the record for consecutive weeks at number 1. How many weeks and with what song?
I don't know why I think this, but
it's just a guess out of the weeks, like.
Right. It's madly. Right? Want the 9th question already? The M, it's the typical alcohol one. What? Highest to lowest in terms of alcohol percent. Highest to lowest.
So lowest to highest, Keith.
Yeah.
No. Don't even mess. I'm not even kidding. Right, highest to lowest in terms of alcohol percentage from Newcastle Brown Ale, Guinness and Carlsberg. I think that's the last alcohol one I can do because I just couldn't be asked to look for them, to be quite honest. Got an answer?
Yeah.
Come on, Carl. Letting the team down. Right? I'll do the points first and then we'll do the intros. And so the first question was what colour was Coca-Cola originally?
What do you say?
I said white.
See, I was going to say clear.
Because they had that tab colour around before.
But then I was going to say green. But that's because Santa Claus used to be green and Coca-Cola made him red.
So what colour are you saying?
Blue.
It was green.
Oh.
Fuck. See?
You had the exact logic right. It's because obviously Coca-Cola. But, oh well.
Man. So what's I think I remember hearing something about it. And I'm thinking, green? Why would someone want to drink a green liquid?
Mm.
That's...
Is that like green tomato ketchup?
I'm sure I mentioned that as well when I was thinking of, oh, for God's sakes, man.
Right. Question 2, 0-0. What colours appear on the Belgian flag?
I said red, white and blue. No, red, yellow, blue.
What'd you put, Carl?
Nice ones.
Name guess.
No.
It's black, yellow and red. So again.
Do I get like a third of a point for having red?
No extra points. Obviously, you're both getting this one right. On a computer keyboard, which vowel is the only one not repeating top row?
Alpha.
Yay!
Definitely not doing a question ad again. Need that to snap me back to quote them. Right, the tagline, just when they thought it was safe to go back in the water, is from what film?
I put Jaws.
It's Jaws 2, but I thought they'll not guess Jaws 2. But it's kind of implied in the title, but I'll give you Jaws. So it's 2-2. Right. Anatidiophobia is the fear of what for question 5?
Someone called Anita dyeing your hair.
Nope.
The fear of kitchen utensils and everything else in the world.
It's specific, I'll give you that, but no. What it actually is, it is the fear of being watched by ducks. When I googled world's stupidest phobias, that's what was at number 1.
Why ducks? Wouldn't it be like a fear of being watched by anything?
I'm sure there's another one called something else phobia where it's like fear of being watched by Slow Jim.
Slow Jim at your window.
Slow Jimophobia.
Right.
Slow Jimophobia.
So again, stays 2-2. Hang
on a second. How many of these did you say James got right?
He had everything right up until... No, he had everything up and right up until the phobia question.
So James is a cock and beat us both.
Aye.
The
well done, James.
The lyric question: Saturday I'm running wild, all the lights are changing, red to green. From what song?
Yeah, well, I went blank, so I said Traffic Light Blues.
Is it Babylon?
It is Babylon. So Carl takes the lead, 3-2.
David Gray.
Why? See, I knew David Gray, but yeah. I was like, which song is it?
The world record, I mean, this is question 7, the world record for self kicks to the head in 1 minute is how many to the nearest 5?
That's 72.
Bloody hell.
What'd you say?
Wait, apparently Slow Jim was doing the 30. I did 30, yeah.
115.
Why would you want to kick yourself in the head?
That's
wait,
super,
period.
Super fast Jim.
Lightning Jim or something. Right. Bryan Adams holds a record for consecutive weeks at number 1. How many weeks with what song? It's 2 points.
Is that
Everything I Do?
Everything
do
I Do.
Yeah.
That was my first single that I bought.
Was it? 1991?
37 weeks.
You've gone for the right idea going high.
What oh, yeah, I put 6.
16. It's like actual. There's, it's
I
not
did,
actually.
I did have 17 at first, and then I made it into a 3.
There's not. There is actually a song that was something like total together because it was number 1 for a bit and then number 1 about 20 years later that had like 30 something.
Yeah.
But 16 for this one, but you both get a point for that. So currently at 4-3 to Carl going at this question.
Mm.
Highest to lowest in terms of alcohol percentage, Newcastle Brown Ale, Guinness, Carlsberg. What have you put?
That
Keith.
Order, that order that you, yep. you said.
Exactly.
Get it. So is that 1 point or is that 3? Because I was thinking, I know Guinness is quite a strong drink.
Yeah.
It's Brown Ale's 4.7.
But I knew Newcastle Brown Ale was stronger, because I used to think that when you
said. Wait, I thought it was stronger, because you keep hearing people, when you go, oh, I'll have Newcastle Brown Ale, oh, I can't drink that, I always get bad on that, or whatever. Mm.
Well, it's 4.7 Brown Ale, 4.1 Guinness, 3.7 Carlsberg. Right.
Well, I know Carlsberg used to be quite a lot more than that, didn't it? And then like they keep reducing it down.
It's just what I found on the Tesco website. Right. This is the bit that is going to probably get a bit mental. But we're onto the... You don't need your paper anymore. Yeah. We'll just be doing... What I'll do is I'll play the song. We didn't be throwing it around my living room and that. He's right now, I don't need this anymore.
I don't need you.
Oh my... Right, what I'll be doing is I'll play the song.
I can't draw it, I can't remember, but I need you.
Right, I'll play the song, say your name to guess it.
Okay.
So I'll play the song.
Right.
The first person to want to guess it, say your name. So it's obviously listenable rather than just going, no.
Alright.
So
Jim.
What? I'll play it and then, like, if Carl wants to guess Carl, and then say it. What, but I'm only looking for the song title.
Can we not make up a beep noise?
No, we can't. Because
so,
then it gets confusing.
I know, but then you,
no,
can,
shut
then
up.
You can tell if people...
Stop changing me quiz.
What if I go...
Bollocks. Bollocks.
And Keith can go...
Xylophone buggery.
Changing me quiz and that. I didn't like it. Right. First song. I hope this picks up on the thing. So get ready.
Keith. That's movies.
Yep.
Like Alien Ant-Farm.
Keith gets it.
Bastard. I didn't know that as well. I wasn't that quick.
He's flying there, Keith, honey. Right, next one.
Keith.
Oh, for fuck's sakes, man.
Blackbird, by Beatles.
He's got it right again. So, at the minute, Keith's now leading 8-7.
Yeah.
Right, the next one.
Keith.
Carl.
It's Keith.
Paranoid.
Yep.
By the Sabbath.
The next one, number 4.
Keith.
he's in lightning, eh?
I don't stand a chance.
What are you going
Ziggy
for?
Stardust.
Yep. So it's now 10-7 to Keith.
Bloody hell.
The next one.
Keith.
Oh, for fuck's sakes, man.
This is lightning, this.
Right. He's just got a quick
yep.
This is more down to reaction than anything else.
Right, the next one, number 6.
Carl.
Carl's in there, gets his. What are you guessing?
The rock and roll.
Yep, that's the one.
Thank fuck for that.
Number 7. Flying through these. Oh man, fucking play. Maybe you've only got 15 seconds. 10 gone.
Keith.
Cut.
It's Keith.
Miss Robinson.
Yep. It's at 4, 5, 6, 12, 8.
Can I even win this?
No, not now.
Well done, Keith.
May as well keep going.
I will get
make it a bit respectable.
Keith.
Bloody hell. Right, what's Keith going for?
Superstition.
Oh, he's got it wrong.
Oh,
Carl.
No, you can't do it. No. Actually, I don't know.
You've got 3 seconds. That's it.
Is it a Stevie Wonder song?
Stevie Wonder, what are you guessing for, Keith? High Ground. Yep. Does he get that?
That was my handheld high.
No.
Oh, right.
He doesn't get it, I'm just saying it was the right one. Right. Next one.
Keith.
This is humiliating.
This really is.
What are you going for, Keith?
What should I go for?
Here you
go. From My Girl.
Yeah, that's the one. Right. And the very last one. Five seconds left.
I know it. I just don't know the name.
That was it. Run out of time. It was The Seeker by The Who. Right. Right. It's time to tally the scores. Right, Keith. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Finished on 13.
Bloody Stevie Wonder.
What?
Bloody Stevie.
All right. Carl finished on 8. So the first guest
gets his victory. Well done.
And Phil Keith.
Pretty good actually.
Alright. Good feeling, isn't it?
It is.
I was winning up to that last bit though.
Yeah.
You just have
to tell me. You haven't got the quiz.
Until the music, and then I played the first second of each song. I was like, Keith, Keith, Keith.
I'm surprised you could hear the beginning of the song over the click of the mouse.
Uh-huh.
Bloody reactions like I didn't know what.
Well, Keith took it. Well, so it remains 2-1 to Carl. But
and James beat us on that.
I think he might have done as well. He did actually, because I played the intros. I think he got like 12, I think. We still wouldn't beat Keith.
He wouldn't beat Keith. No.
Keith, the ultimate like, fast champion, I mean. Oh, slow gym out there.
Are you sure that there's, you could have like a bloody record or something, you doing that.
Like 1 second, I didn't even press the space bar for it to play the song. He's like, yep, Keith. Aye. That was the quiz. So at the end, it's finished 13 to Keith, 8 to Carl.
Commiseration.
Definitely prefer the song the song thing to the guest there.
I think it's quite hard, like. I felt under pressure.
I was saying, if you weren't playing against Lightning Keith over there, then you might have had a chance.
I think the intro one was better than the other quiz, like. I think I preferred that.
Because you won. Yeah.
Well, there was that as well.
Yeah.
Right. And I'm tired.
Oh, here we go. Next.
Slows my reaction time down.
Throwing the excuses out. Well,
I'm tired too.
Oh, man.
Oh.
Imagine when he's not tired.
I know.
he'll guess him before you
press play. I wouldn't even press play. Right. Well, that's in the quiz. We'll play another song after this. Man, you'd be clipping it. You'd be clipping it in a bit, man. Right. It's the end of the quiz. We'll play another song after this. Another Noel Gunderson song. And then I'll do the ending bit, which is usually about a minute, and then that's it. But you've got to listen to the end, all the way at the end, for the very last second, please.
You have to guess the intro of the song.
Yeah. Right, so we'll do the ending after this, and then we'll get shifting, because it's getting kind of late.
Jesus, Jesus, could you tell me what the problem is with the world and all the people in it? Because I've been hearing stories about the end of the world, but I'm in love with a girl and I don't wanna leave her. And the television screams such hideous things. They're talking about the war on the radio. They say the whole thing's gonna blow, and we will all be left alone. No, we'll be dead, and we won't know what hit us. Jesus, Jesus, if you're up there, won't you hear me? 'Cause I've been wondering if you're listening for quite a while. And Jesus, Jesus, it's such a pretty place we live in. And I know we fucked it up, but please be kind. Don't let us go out like the dinosaurs, or blown to bits in a third world war. There are 100 different things I'd still like to do. I'd like to climb to the top of the Eiffel Tower, look up from the ground at a meteor shower, and maybe even raise a family. Jesus, Jesus, there are those that say they love you, but they have treated me so goddamn mean. And I know you said forgive them, for they know not what they do, but sometimes I think they do, and I think about you. And if all the heathens burn in hell, do all their children burn as well? What about the Muslims and the gays and the unwed mothers? And what about me and all my friends? Are we all sinners if we sin? Does it even matter in the end if we're unhappy? I'm still looking for answers, though I know that I won't find them here tonight. But Jesus, Jesus, could you call me if you have the time? And maybe we could meet for coffee and work it out. And maybe then I'll understand what it's all about.
Well, we've reached the end of the sixth podcast. God knows how long it is. I'm gonna when I edit it together, it's gonna be about 2 hours or something.
It's been a long one, like.
I think it's felt like that, but I don't think it actually.
I think it was about half an hour we started, wasn't it?
Yeah, so about an hour or so. Not too bad. Mm. Like I say, this is the end bit. Thanks for listening. If you have, probably haven't. Probably just three listening to it back. That's it. May as well have listened to the other ones. I've got like five other ones. Future ones will probably be maybe once every month or two from now, I think. Depending on how busy we are. Probably have another quiz in a couple of podcast time. I don't know, see what happens. Like I say, thanks for listening. May as well have listened to the other ones. And
cheers for Keith coming.
Aye, cheers for Keith coming in and smashing Carter bits in the quiz.
So thanks for having us.
We'll play another song after this, and then that will be the end of it. And the end of the sixth one. So like I said, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Watch them roads. Anything?
I'm gonna add.
The slow Jim, hurry up.
It's a nice ending then. Right, see you later.
Bye.